At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Sometimes I'll take my boxers off.
Okay.
And then I'll just lay the boxers down, and then I'll just nut in the boxers.
Let me tell you something. The only people that does is the Unabomber and you.
I jerked off to a woman with massive tits last night.
We are
start
in.
Start the episode.
Yeah, bring your mic.
Did you really just say you jerked off to big titties?
Dude,
big titty goth girls
last
or just
night,
big titty girls?
No, just a dude, I actually typed it in.
You typed in big tits?
I've typed in
just because you just came from New York. New York got some big racolas.
They, you know what's funny is you don't know because they were in North Faces.
But that's the surprise, the present. That's what's great about New York. You meet somebody, you love their smile, and you get home and you go, oh, I didn't know. This house came with a double unit garage.
Hold up.
Oh, I can park my BMW in these B's, bitch.
We went to Trader Joe's. You got two watermelons, bitch. God damn. Seedless? Seedless watermelon.
How do they do that?
Honestly.
They airdrop them bitches out of there?
Magic.
Somebody give me a 5-hour energy. I'm going to pour a 5-hour energy in my liquid death.
Do it.
Brand deal? What are you saying? You typed in big tits? Wow.
Sorry.
I'm really glad you have coronavirus now.
I don't have corona.
He did walk into the studio coughing a bunch today, too.
Everybody Whoa. Coughing.
Well,
everybody coughing.
The weather's changing. This is what happens.
If I'm sick, I don't say I'm sick. I just say, sorry, I've been vaping too much. And that's sick.
Hold on.
Five
Throw it
energy.
To him. Catch it. I knew he was going to miss it. What in the fuck kind
God,
of unathletic
you fucking
shit
Phillies
was that?
Fans, you piece of shit.
He didn't even
shit.
Throw it fast.
Dude, I saw my life.
I mean, that was wild.
Before my eyes.
I wish I filmed that in slow mo,
dude.
Well, good thing we filmed this in 4K. Where did it go?
Are you? I have a 6-year-old nephew that was playing catch with over Thanksgiving. That's much better than you. He's six.
That was a bad thing.
He just realized he had hands 2 years ago, and he's better at catching than you.
Where
it's
did it
crazy.
Go?
He was catching a baseball with no glove. And you
That's
can catch
crazy.
A 5-hour energy. I know. He was. I don't know.
You know what else I can't catch? A break. What's the deal with my bitch-ass wife? It's the 1980s.
Michael Blassan's on tour yelling about feet, stand-up comedy. This fucking weekend, I'll be in San Antonio, Texas, guys. This weekend, go get freaking tickets. They're going fast.
What days is it?
December 2nd through the 4th.
This
five
is that Friday,
freaking
Saturday,
shows.
And Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
Wild.
In San Antonio?
In San Antonio, Texas.
Texas?
Texas.
That's a big state. Texas.
Yeah, San Antonio.
One more time for SEO options.
This weekend, Texas.
Where else?
January 5th through the 7th, I'll be in San Diego, California. January 13th through the 15th, I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. January 26th through the 28th, I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida. February 10th to the 12th, I'll be in Tampa, Florida. February 17th to the 18th, I'll be in Virginia Beach, frickin' Virginia, obviously. March 3rd to the 4th, I'll be in Orlando, Florida. And guys, go on the frickin' website to see the rest of the dates. More dates coming soon. Go on blaucomedy.com. That is blaucomedy.com. Mr. Wallace.
TrevorWallaceComedy.com tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight I've been Bray at the Improv doing some new material. Me, Casey Fry, another buddy, Mark. We're just doing new material tonight, Brea. I don't do a lot of headline shows in California, so this is a fun one to come out to. Thursday night, I'm going to be at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. Really big room, fun room. That is November 30th, if you want to see me in Brea. And then December 1st at Long Beach Laugh Factory. Not a headlining set, just doing some new shit. But the tour continues. Boulder, Colorado, Fort Collins. Both those are sold out. Oklahoma City, few left. December 10th. Tulsa, December 11th, maybe a few. New Haven, Connecticut, December 16th. Atlantic City, December 17th. Red Bank, New Jersey, December 18th. There is tickets left for those cities. Just added Las Vegas. We're coming back January 6th, back at the Mirage. They loved me the first time. So they said, well, if we pack this place out this time, they'll add a second show. So let's work on getting Trev Dog a fucking Vegas residency so I can be next door neighbors with Steve A. fucking Oki. I'll take myself in the goddamn face. January 6th. Not a great holiday for some people, but for us, it's great. We're at the Mirage, baby. 10 o'clock show on a Friday, dude. 10 o'clock show. We'll go get fucked up after. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 27th of January. Charleston, South Carolina, January 28th. Asheville, North Carolina, January 29th. That's all I have. TrevorWallsComedy.com. Pull up to Vegas.
Let me tell you something. What's up? What's up with wives, huh?
There we go.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
You just have to have a ball and chain?
Married forever?
Why do they always need something? Wives always need something. Hey, honey, fuck! What happens? You put the ring on, I do, and then they're like, I need. No! That wasn't in there.
What do you call your girlfriend?
Bitch.
No, you can't say that.
Oh, no. Hold on, don't clip that.
No, clip it. What do you call?
No, don't clip that.
Leave it in. What do you, when she goes, hey, honey, do you say like, yes, snookums, or yes, mama, yes, cutie patootie?
Either I go, yes, mama, or I go, I call her my love a lot. So I'll probably go, yes, my love. Call her my love a lot. That's pretty much the number one thing I call her.
That is a Hallmark movie. That is so wholesome. Yeah. Yes, my love. My love?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sometimes I call her Mia Moore.
Oh, I do that one too. That one's good.
Mia Moore?
Yeah.
No, I've never called a Mia Moore in my life, but that'd be hot.
God, what's Mia so Moore. Funny about relationships is...
Uh-oh, give it to him.
No, I'm just...
Oh,
I'm
shit,
basic.
Andrew Tate? Go ahead.
Andrew Tate. Whoa.
Oh, Andrew
That's
Hot
my
Take.
Podcast.
Huh?
That should be my podcast. Andrew Tate.
Your podcast? What news are you dropping right now?
I'm just saying, I should start a podcast where I yell in my garage like once a month about QAnon and just my hot take.
QAnon's fun. Is there QAnon porn? Look it up!
Honestly don't even know what it is.
Oh, you don't know what it is?
Every time somebody explains it to me, I get a different answer, though.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
I'll tell you QAnon porn. It's just a woman in a Trump mask fucking some dude in a garage. That's literally it. That's it.
Why are garages so sketchy?
Nothing good happens in a garage. Anything good happened
companies,
in a garage?
Companies starting garages.
Yeah, but they...
Bill Gates? Motherfucker starting in a garage?
Here's the thing, though. But big companies always end up with, like 13-year-old Vietnamese kids making phones at the end of it. So it's never... They're never good. You know what I mean? Those big companies, they're like, oh, yeah...
Is there any company that's not corrupt?
No. You can't get big. You can't get big like that without corruption. You can't. You're giving someone a fucking hand job at a Marriott so they can vote for something against the Green Bill so you can shove fucking oil in a goddamn river so you can make a better of pencils at the end of the day.
Yeah, we really don't care about the planet, do we?
Fuck the planet. We all got 50 fixed. Here's the thing. We don't even know how much time we got left. There's going to be a super volcano in 4 years. Boom, dead. All my TikToks bombing. You're under a volcano.
Oh, yeah. I felt the same thing. TikTok's been down this week and you're just sad. And then you're like, what does this all mean?
Nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
You know?
Life should be about just getting a goddamn hot pocket when you're hungry and fucking a girl you love. That's it. What else you need? A family? Oh, what the fuck? Change my diaper. Learn how to do it yourself.
A baby changing its own diaper. Now that is a video. I was going to say I would watch, but that's illegal. I would say if I was a baby and I was an influencer, I would put my own baby content out that are me changing my own diaper for other babies to watch.
You right. can't even do that.
But you know how like when you go online, it's like, are you 18 and older to watch this? It would be the opposite. Like, are you younger than 18 to watch this?
But
this
it has to be way
weird.
Younger than that. It has to be, are you four and under?
Are you a baby?
Yeah, as long as your age, you still say it in months. Are you 18 months and younger?
That's true.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about that? When parents go, oh, my kid's 72 months. Jump off the Chrysler building.
Who invented Babies R Us? Now, that's a
problem.
Question.
Who invented T-Ball? Who invented T-Ball? Who invented that?
People Problem. Who can't catch 5-hour energies.
You.
But what I was saying was funny about relationships and all this goo-goo gaga lovey-dovey talk. Like, yes, my love is like 2 hours before that, you were choking each other, coming in the air like a LeBron at a playoffs game.
Yep.
And you're like, you fucking bitch, whore, loving bitch. And then after you, it's like, yes, my love. Oh, the chamomile is, it's above the cookie jar.
I don't know what it is. It's
know.
A weird moment,
so
though.
Funny.
It is a weird moment.
One moment you're making hot chocolate, the next you're just coming in somebody's eyebrows.
Yeah, and they're using a towel that's been used. Dude, I used a towel that I used for jerking off. And I was like, this is not okay.
Well, nobody questions where the towel comes from. You're just like, get this cum off me.
Yeah. One time I reached down and used Gigi. She was a Zamboni. Comedy. We're all joking here. Anyways.
What's the most random thing you've ever used as a nut towel?
A basketball.
Just spinning it like you're about to take a free throw?
It's not doing anything.
I think I've used a t-shirt. And it's just, t-shirts aren't absorbent. They don't do anything. It just smears it.
T-shirts are pretty good.
Some shit that's like a sweatpant, though. You know, like the ones that wick moisture away?
I use a windbreaker ones.
Yeah, those don't. That's not going to do shit.
A dry fit? You can't use Nike dry fit. It's just going to push it away.
That's what I'm saying. A ShamWow just pushes it off.
I think ShamWow would be probably the best.
Oh, ShamWow would actually be great.
Maybe, you know what? Fuck a cum towel. I want to have a cum sponge. Holy shit.
Cum sponge?
Yeah. What?
It's you just, think about how long would you keep the cum sponge?
Sponges get so hard after a while. What?
Sponges are dumb as shit. Sponges last literally 1 week, and then they start stinking like the inside of a fucking, just a Bigfoot's dick hole.
Oh, dude.
Why do they smell so bad?
What do you do in this situation? I do this all the time. This is the first time I've actually did something progressive about it. I had a Tupperware in the fridge for
throw it away. Immediately.
It was legit in there for a month.
Oh, so it was just, you were making penicillin in that bitch.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was moonshine, dog. It was, rotisserie chicken. I've been sitting there for literally a month. And I was like, all right, I got to fucking, it's a good Tupperware. It's a big one. If I had multiple of it,
plastic
throw it away.
Or plastic. Okay.
I would have thrown it away if I had multiple of them, but I just had one of them. It was the big one.
I got one word for you. Amazon.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is why you will probably live longer than I will. But I went outside, then I dumped the chicken into the trash, and one of the worst smells in my life.
Yeah.
Like, it smelled like if somebody shot a Nerf football in somebody's ass and just...
left it in there.
Yeah. It was one of the... And then I put soap in it, I'm rinsing it around, and then I think that that's going to help, and then I open it. Oh.
Did you throw it away?
No.
Sir. Sir.
I scrubbed it down with soap and then put it in the dishwasher.
Okay. Have you smelt it since the dishwasher?
No.
Okay. Did you wash it with other dishes?
Oh, yeah.
Problem.
It's the mental, though. Because it's like, it's going to get clean, but I'm never going to be able to look at it again and think like that there's not just little bits of rancid chicken still stuck.
Yeah. You're going to get dengue fever or something.
Dude, it was probably the worst smell I think I've ever smelled.
Yeah, I mean, I've left some Tupperware with some disgust, like oatmeal, like just
random shit.
Random shit.
And you see it every day when you open up the fridge. And you know you should throw it away, but you're like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, and you look at it and you go, maybe one day. No. I'm not a big save guy. I will throw anything. My girl loves to save. Like, save like wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Bags. Like, dog, do you know how many freaking GIF bags we have underneath the goddamn sink? I can't even see the disposal.
And do you use them for trash cans or for other GIFs?
Here's the thing. She actually does use them quite frequently, so I might be stupid. She's a big, like, gift lady. You know what I mean? She, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes to be like, oh, it's this person's birthday. Let's send them a gift, whatever, which is, like, super nice.
What'd you get for her birthday?
Oh, dude.
Wholesome shit?
I forgot.
No.
Can you imagine if I forgot?
You forgot her birthday?
No.
Yeah, I saw cupcakes. Cupcakes with buttons on it.
Yep.
Wholesome.
That was a whole... By the way, the cupcake thing was a whole goddamn thing. I'm not going to shout this company out, but fuck
why?
That company.
You'll shout out fucking an eggs company in Indianapolis last week. What the fuck was it called?
No.
Eggs
but
and bits?
But this, ooh.
Just kibbles them shits.
Wild eggs.
I had one egg for breakfast this morning.
Idiot.
One egg this breakfast.
That's not even real.
One egg.
That's orphan
chicken
behavior.
I had one egg, a chicken sausage, and a piece of toast.
Who cooks one egg?
Me.
Did you only have one egg left?
No, I had 12.
You fucking idiot.
But I only had one piece of bread left.
Who cares?
Because I wanted to make a sandwich, like an egg, an open face thing.
I understand, but you could put two eggs on there.
That's too much. I'm with you. I first thought it was just an egg, but an egg and a sausage, that's perfect.
Egg, sausage, and one piece of toast.
Yeah,
no.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
No,
I was eating like
it was
at the Delta
not.
Sky Lounge.
You're going to cook one egg?
Yeah.
That's like an appetizer. That's something you walk around at a rich person's party and hand out.
An egg?
No, not a egg.
Goddamn.
What's like the worst type of egg? Deviled.
Fuck you. No, it's not. I made the best deviled eggs of my entire life over Thanksgiving. You know what I did? I made air fryer deviled eggs. Ew, it's so gross.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That
dude.
Just sounds like shit.
It doesn't. I used Hooters. Hold up. I used Hooters.
The Hooters?
Yeah. Hooters like wing flour.
Wait, what?
Oh, I'm walking through.
Hooters sells flour?
Yeah.
If you're buying flour from Hooters, there's probably fentanyl in it.
100%. There's definitely a gun in there.
Wait, there's, you went to a store and they're like, Hooters flour.
Yeah.
You're for real.
Like wing flour. You know, you make like Hooters wings. You can like make them at home. They take the actual like wing, the naked wing, and you put it on the wing saw.
Because that's why people go to Hooters, to make it at home. If I'm making anything at home, it's cum.
Whoa. Hooters. What if your wife's got Hooters?
Cum.
Tits.
You Googled it.
Tits are so weird.
We need to come back.
We're going to come back.
We got a gift and eggs.
Okay.
Hard-boiled eggs are trash. Deviled eggs, I can get behind.
Oh, hard-boiled
eggs. But it seems like fucked up. Take the yolk and then you put a fucking vibrator in it, blast it around, whisk it on up, and then you put it back in its shell. Like,
oh, but here's the thing. Did you know that you can make hard-boiled eggs in the air fryer?
No.
I didn't know either. How? Buddy, you just put it on for, I think it's like three...
In the shell?
No, two. Yeah, in the shell.
What?
You put it on for, I think, 270 degrees for like 17 minutes. I swear to God, I'm not making any of this up. And I didn't think it was going to work. They come out perfectly hard-boiled. It was wild. So that's how I started with deviled eggs. Anyways, so I, de-shelled them, opened it up, took the yolk out, and then I took the, the white part of it. What's that called? Not the yolk, the fucking egg white piece of it.
Egg white, yeah.
Egg white. And then I put it in the Hooters wing flour, put it in some egg, and then put panko breadcrumbs
panko,
in it.
Yeah.
Panko, buddy. And then I put that in the air fryer, cooked that bitch for 5 minutes, so it was all crispy, so the white part was all crispy, and it had the wing sauce and like the kind of a hot sauce type thing.
Yeah.
And then you make the yolk with a little bit of hot sauce, a little bit of Kanye pepper. All right, juice.
Kanye pepper.
What I'm saying. what is it?
Cayenne.
Cayenne, thank you. A Porsche. And then put that on it, and then put a little bit of hot sauce on that, a little bit of goddamn cilantro. Bitch.
Cilantro?
Yeah, put a little cilantro.
What is that, a Hyundai?
Hold up! Anyways, it's a very long-winded way of saying I made the best deviled eggs in the world. They were fucking insane. So think about deviled eggs, and think about a little bit of spice and
everything nice.
Crispy.
Yeah.
Crispy.
What's the worst type of egg?
Oh, man. The worst type of egg.
You know what I like, but I also can piss me off, is just a sunny side egg up. But I don't like when they don't cook the top part.
Oh, you
when
gotta cook the top
part. But when they like just put a lid on it, I'm like, it's still like watery on the top.
Cook it a little bit.
This is a convertible, dog. What are we doing here?
Cook it a little bit. Yeah. I also don't like when I cut the egg and it comes over my fucking bagel.
If it's the yolk a little bit, I get it. But when the white stuff is leaking, I'm like, dog, you ain't ready.
I don't like when
get
the white
back
stuff-
to the coop.
I don't like when the yolk runs over. And then it's all over my hands and
shit. Oh, I mean, do you ever get a burger with like an egg in it? You're like, this is great. And then you bite it and then it's all over your hands.
And it ruins
it. You just finger SpongeBob.
Hold up. SpongeBob. Do they make SpongeBob sponges?
How the fuck do they not?
That's crazy if they don't. I mean, you have to.
They.
Who's his friend with the big nose?
Squidward?
They have to make a Squidward dildo. That's got to be a real thing.
Yeah.
They
make SpongeBob sponges.
Have to.
Who sells them?
Walmart.com.
Walmart sells
around?
Everything. Oh, yeah, they got everything.
They really do. You can go in there, you can buy one Fila shoe and a fucking AK-47. You can. You really can.
Yeah, you can buy like a fucking ostrich at the right Walmart.
Where do you buy an exotic pet? Can you like, where do you type
Nevada. No, my friend had a ferret growing up, and that was like they're illegal.
That's not an exotic pet.
In California.
That means you're a loser.
Well, they're illegal in California.
No, they're not really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he had one like in his like backyard. He had like a towel over it. He's like, you guys want to see something illegal? And then his dad showed us his cock. No, then he pulled off. And then he showed us a ferret. I don't know if you've ever seen a ferret. It's like a fucking hamster on long mode. Just a
ferrets
blimpy
are so
sub.
Stupid looking. Wow, what are you gonna do with a ferret? Sit. No, it's a fucking ferret.
I don't know.
Roll over.
There's
absolutely
a lot of animals
not.
That I go, this proportion is not great.
But what are you gonna
wiener
do?
Wiener dog?
Wiener dogs are fine because they're actual dogs. But what I'm saying, what are you
are
gonna
they?
Do?
What is the real name? A Dutchet hound?
Who?
A Dutchet hound?
A Dutchet
Dutch hound? What's a wiener dog's real name?
Dachshund?
No, Dachshund.
Prancer?
Dachshund?
That's a car.
Dachshund?
Yeah. Old car. Old reference, 1980s. My dad had one.
Oldsmobile. Those are real things. They really happened.
People
got
head in an Oldsmobile.
People got fucked in a Pontiac all the time. Do you remember the T-tops?
Yeah.
They used to think those were cool. Make it a convertible, you bitch.
Were the Thunderbirds one in the back that had the circle windows?
Yeah.
Those are so cool.
Fucking submarine.
Dude, I want
to go to a, like, back in, like, a drive-in movie theater.
Yeah.
Just get your cock throttled.
When you go to a drive-in movie and you know what happened in the movie, you ain't getting no head.
You think a girl ever, like, was sitting in the front, didn't like the guy, then sat in the back seat?
And then he thought he was going to get head? And then she was like, Stuart, stay up there.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I went to a, what the hell? There it is.
Somebody put a dildo on Squidward's face. That's, I mean, look, weird, if you were to back it up, it looks like his eyes are meant for ass cheeks to just hit it.
His eyes look like tits. Like long tits.
All right, big tits. You Googled it. Also, gift. What did you get?
Oh.
And then I got to tell you guys a gift that brought me to tears.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm excited for this. The gift I got my girl, so she wants to get into like print commercial modeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I got her.
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah, yeah. So I got her like a pretty nice photo shoot with a photographer you and I both know. And
it's very thoughtful.
Yeah, I'm happy. And then for the actual like a gift that she could open on her birthday, which was Thanksgiving, I got her like the portfolio that you put the pictures in.
Oh.
So yeah, so and then like a really nice card. Loved it. Dude, she's the type of woman, I think maybe all women are like this. My mom is definitely like this, my sister. That she like loved the card more than like anything else.
Yes.
Like, yeah, dude,
the written stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I spent like an hour, I'm not even shitting, like an hour and a half in the plane writing it. And yeah, so
was she next to you on the plane?
Hilarious. No, she was not. We took different flights in. She took a flight in earlier than I did.
Oh, I see.
Funny if I was like writing it.
Yo,
like,
yeah.
Is this spelled right?
I mean, dude, the amount of times I've been like on the way to a birthday thing and the card is unwritten in the glove box and I'm like out front, like, I love you so much. And this fucking take 14 minutes before you leave the house and write something nice, you idiot.
Yeah.
You have to write sincerely on your leg. It looks like shit.
Sincerely is a crazy word to spell.
I just abbreviate. I go sin, comma, Trevor.
Can you do that?
No.
All right.
But when
what do you write at the end of the card? Do you write sincerely? No way.
Much love.
That's what I put.
Much love.
I do much
hard
love.
Hard to misspell that.
Yeah, I change. This is actually a bit I have, but I literally change words that I don't know how to spell to other words that are very similar. Like I will change a sentence because I don't know how to spell the word.
Of course.
Change it,
dude. The amount of times I did
problematic.
Thank you
cards, all right, issue. I'll say issue now.
I feel like issue is harder to spell than problematic.
Any word that's longer than seven letters, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
My last name is Blaustein. Nope.
The amount of times on the thank you card as a child that I had to rewrite because I would put the wrong deer up top.
Sir, I'm a straight up troglodyte idiot, and I know the difference between
deer.
Yeah,
but I mean, dude, I was young. I was like 14. No, I was like seven. But I'd be like, oh, deer, yeah. And then they'd be like.
But like, leave it. It's cute.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I don't know.
I'm never going to correct my kids. What? I Googled tits.
You Googled big tits.
Yeah. I was, dude.
So what made you want to get in there?
I don't know, man.
Something takes over. One time I typed in emo goth porn.
Whoa.
When you write porn on a porn website, so funny. You got to be so horny to write the word porn on porn.
Oh, yeah. I spelled come C-O-M-E before. Horny. You put more letters in there? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what so if you just wrote fuck in the search bar?
I mean, what comes up then? Like it refreshes to the exact same page.
Mm-hmm.
What's your recommended? That's what we should do. We should go on Pornhub and go to the recommended section and see what's recommended to you. It's all just going to be gigantic tit women.
Me?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't really be going on Pornhub very much. I feel like
what
I go on.
What the hell kind of lies that?
I'll be just going on Reddit, dude.
Dude, I went on Reddit. I was like a fucking, what are those guys called with 19 screens?
Gooner.
I was gooning it, dude. I was fucking
the
gooning
Oklahoma
it.
Gooners. Title!
I was,
God, that'd be fucking hilarious merch.
I was
like
gooning
the
it.
OU?
Yeah.
How many screens do you have up?
Just two, but I felt very gooner. No. I'm sorry. I had three because I had two on the actual laptop and then one on my phone. Everything was getting touched.
And that's like your office one?
Yeah.
Was this when?
Yeah.
She was just asleep?
No. It was last night, so she was still in New York.
Oh.
She's flying in today.
Oh, so you had
I had the room.
You had the goon squad.
Oh, I put Gigi in her house.
Oh, yeah. That's what I know. Serious. You said house and not ha.
Yeah, I put her in the house.
Yeah, bitch, go to your house.
Oh, yeah. She loves that shit.
All Papa's got to see 4K coochie.
Oh, man. It was another a whole title. Thing. Dude, you know when things about to pop off when you draw the blinds down? You put the blinds down?
Yeah.
You go, hold up.
Yeah.
What's finna happen? I'll tell you, I'm going to jerk my cock
until
it fucking cries.
Blinds really just be, you know when you know, a sex scene used to pop up in a movie and your mom was like, oh, don't watch. That's me to my neighbors.
Yeah.
I'm about to touch myself.
Yeah, there's no, blinds are only, I guess blinds what? Block out the sun? No, they block out the cum. I just did a Trevor video.
Yeah, that literally was. That'd be a good intro bit. Wholesome. Big tits. You watch big tits. So all three screens were big tits? There were six big tits?
Nah, just one. You would have been proud of me. I use big tits on my phone.
Yes.
They were so big, they didn't even fit.
Hey!
Hey! Yeah, on my phone. I tapped it. Dude, I don't know because I was like, dude, you know, sometimes you're like, let me switch it up sometimes.
Of course.
Let me switch it up.
So what was on the other two screens?
Ostriches.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. Big tits and big birds. No. Illegal.
Dude, ostriches are so dumb. Do they ever like...
They're always balding. Rogaine.
Always.
They
get them
never
some fucking keeps.com.
Yeah, bald eagle, put some hair on.
Oh, how the hell...
Keeps.com.
How did we pick a bald eagle?
Right.
How mad are
Is
bald
it knowledgeable?
Eagles?
Are eagles born... Are they bald because they have white feathers up there and they look bald? Or are they just, for real, have a receding hairline?
All birds don't have hair. So why the hell are we yelling it out? But why is our fucking bird that represents freedom? Why do we say
not
bald?
Real?
Birds aren't real.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Some are real.
Yeah.
Most are not.
What's the most realistic bird? A falcon?
Falcons are real
because they got to catch something in the water. Real birds. Electronics.
Are fish real?
That's a great question.
Are we real?
No.
We're not real. But, this is not happening.
But I see certain fish and I go, oh, a flounder. That's a can in the back of the soup kitchen that was dented and then sold at a Vons.
Uh-huh.
A flounder?
Those aren't real.
Motherfucker, always just...
You're trying to tell me right now that we invented submarines? No, we didn't.
It's so weird.
So you can go in a tube and go see some fish at the bottom of the goddamn ocean?
Yeah. Motherfuckers went to the moon.
Not real. I'm going to be honest. I know I fuck around a lot here. Space in the moon landing is not real.
Can we watch the moon landing?
It's so fucking, it's shot on a Nokia.
Oh, it's so long ago. Why haven't we been back? Where did we go back?
We didn't. It was Apollo 13, Tom Hanks tried, and then he died.
The Tom Hanks?
I mean, you know, in the movie.
Wait, but have we not been back in a while?
I don't think we've been back since we...
Exactly.
Dude, if America really went to the moon, you'd know there'd be a Cinnabon on that bitch. And put a goddamn Quiznos up there.
Yeah, there'd be a Hooters for sure. What's this?
This is the moon. I just want to see. Like, this would just be so
Bro,
easy to
fake.
This is
literally,
like,
this is
100 pixels.
This is drier lint.
Yeah, dude, they literally said that this was shot in a studio.
This
didn't
it?
Didn't they say Stanley Kubrick filmed this?
Exactly. And there's so much, there's just so many different things about this that people
Why
are like,
haven't
that's
we
fake,
been back?
That's fake. Because it's not real. The moon's not real. Look at this.
Look at that zoom.
Look at those fucking...
Would you not be pissed if you got there and
those are
Yeezus. Like just looks like a...
It's fake. You can see the strings.
That's
You see the strings.
Tight.
Look, string. You can see them.
Wait, scroll down real quick. What was the quote he said? That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Do you think that was off the dome?
No. He wrote that bitch the whole
That's
way
fucking,
up there.
If to improv that...
He didn't riff that.
Yeah, to be traveling in a spaceship for a month and then that's first thing.
This
comes
guy
to head?
Called John F. Kennedy Jr. to help him write that shit.
Dude, if I just what would yours be if you just landed on the moon? What would you say immediately?
I'd say, like, cool. What the fuck is going on here?
I'd say, sick. Give me the fuck home. I miss my cat.
I wouldn't get on there. Would you get? Would you go to space right now if someone's like, hey man, go to space?
No.
No.
I would go enough to where I can float in the air. I just want to come with zero gravity.
I don't know if you can get hard. We already Googled this, right?
Dog, I could get hard in a hostage situation. I don't think you point a gun at my head and be like
that. But that is a mildly hot situation.
Is it?
Yeah. If there's like a hot girl that was like holding you hostage and she told you to get into the bank vault and you're like alone with you, she goes, yeah, that's hot.
Anyways, can I tell you guys about a gift that made me tear up?
Mm-hmm.
Wholesome shit. wholesome shit. Then we'll find some other points I've talked about. My sister's not coming home for the holidays, so she was just here for Thanksgiving. Yeah. So she gave me the holidays and birthday gift, right? And I was like, and I'm holding something, and it's a picture frame. I feel, I was like, oh, I wonder what this is. And I can actually, you know, I'm bringing it. It's in here.
You have it here? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Wholesome. All right, pause, guys, pause.
All right, it's a photo of me with my cock out. No, what it is.
Can I open
it? Is, yeah, so open it. Take a guess.
It's a script.
It's a script. It's a transcribed script from when my dad did the podcast, and it's my sister's favorite moment.
No.
Yeah, so it's like, so it's, you're in here. It's like when Trevor,
oh, shit.
So it's like written like a script. So it's like, Michael, it's like, when Trevor first said he wanted to be a comedian, what were your thoughts? And then it goes, Mr. Wallace. And he goes, after a long pause, no, it was good. So there's a couple questions here. One was, when did he start talking? Like, it's just like, just transcribed, but like her favorite moments of my dad and I interacting. And just like, there's some really cool moments in here where it's just like,
that's so beautiful, man. What a really thoughtful
gift. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, there's just like moments about like when he was proud of me and just,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's just really cool to have.
What's your favorite? Is this the,
I mean,
he wrote it really like a script.
And it's like the timing on it and everything. Which I was like, I don't even know. You know how to fucking write a script.
And the frame is beautiful, man. This is really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. But you can zoom in on it if you want. Or we can just take a photo of it. But it's just like she really liked the podcast when she listened. Just thought it was really wholesome. So
that's amazing.
I was like, dude, that's fucking, like the amount of like layers that go into like thinking about a gift like this is crazy. So
that's why this podcast is great. We're talking about Goon Squad in the goddamn room. 3 seconds later, we're talking about the most wholesome gift I've ever heard in my life. That's so nice. What's this?
What is this?
Whoa.
An AI time machine?
Have you seen, this has been going around on TikTok. There's this website called MyHeritage that does this AI time machine in it. You upload pictures and it creates, like, this is Michael as a Greek god.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I'm hot.
Dude, top right looks like a young Brad Pitt.
Whoa.
Holy
shit. I jerk off to this.
Dude, this is that right there.
Wow. Yeah.
Dude, if you put that on Raya, dog... You could fuck Obama, dude. You are
jacked.
That's not even Photoshop either. That's a natural photo from Michael this morning.
This one looks a lot like him.
Dude, if I had to upload a LinkedIn photo, I'd do it right after I just had sex. God, how you look after sex? Crazy. A nobleman, the Lord. That I feel like, what the fuck?
What the hell is that?
I look like I have a ferret on my fucking
mouth. That's a photo I feel like I've actually seen on your Facebook somewhere.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dainty man. What is that, dandy man?
Yeah.
Dandy, is it called line? Dandy?
I think so, yeah.
That's the only one that looks like me.
No, that's
I look
a
like
boy
I'm getting
who...
fucked in the ass. Go back. Look,
dude,
at my
you
face.
Churn the fuck look, out of some butter.
Right there. Look at that.
Yeah.
Getting plowed out.
You look like you're 14 and 44 at the same time.
That's the hell's that?
Oh, I
oh,
don't
that's
like
that weird.
One.
Yeah. I don't like that.
That one's interesting. Hot soccer
hot,
player.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
Cowboy. Oh yeah, run it.
That's
no,
yeah,
stupid. Dumb.
Weird little mustache.
Idiot.
Doesn't
love
like
it.
You.
Do you think guys with a curly mustache before they eat cooter do like a final one, or
they
when
should.
Or when they're done they'll use the cooch juice and like
this that, one looks like you.
That looks like me.
That one's literally you.
That is the hat that I would wear if I was a cowboy.
Yeah.
Who's that? I can't.
They
even
love
grow
putting
that.
Tiny mustaches on you. Do you guys do this?
Yeah.
What?
That's so cool.
Can you click those? Go to Viking.
All right, so it'll take a little bit to load. We'll do Viking. Are there any other ones on this that you want to see? We've got prehistoric hunter.
Whoa.
Horse king.
Ooh, where's horse king?
Oh, click. Norse king.
Let's do Norse king.
What's a Norse king?
Day.
Do you have a short
war
king?
War general. War general.
Civil war
general,
general
for the floor general.
Civil war general?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's not do that one.
Why?
I don't even know what side
what
they're
going to pick. Yeah. Let's do...
Astronaut? What? Do you guys do this for me too or no?
Yeah, I think
loaded.
We're working on yours. And then let's do a rock star.
I'm going to look
so we'll
like
just,
shit.
We'll
okay,
come
yeah.
back to this.
I'll go
later.
To futuristic cyborg.
Okay.
That's the last one.
Oh, hell cool. yeah. All right.
We'll check back in on those in a little bit.
It's really good.
Yeah, MyHeritage.com.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Back in the day, Greek gods. Were those the first influencers?
Yeah, actually.
I have something to say, man. Those aren't, they're not real.
Plato?
He's real.
Aristotle?
Real.
Yeah, but
those aren't Greek
gods.
Those are Greek philosophers.
Ah.
Those are different.
But
wasn't
Zeus?
Paying attention to history.
Zeus is not real. Zeus was a god.
Yeah, but it's kind of like how like the Kardashians, you could say, aren't real. Like, they're real people, but the image we see of them isn't real, just like Zeus.
Gabe, no, what did Gabe. You say to me?
Gabe.
The Kardashians Zeus, are very real.
The Kardashians are real humans. Yeah. Zeus was a god that throws thunderbolts.
Dude, I went to a Barnes and Noble the other day. That's not real. No, you didn't. I went to a Barnes and Noble for what? In Westlake
for a coffee? Well, you didn't go for a book?
I wanted to do whippets in the nonfiction section. Of course, I was stopped to charge up the car. Tesla, and then there's a fucking Barnes and Noble there, and I'm like, there's no way.
I love Barnes and Nobles.
Yeah, but have you been inside of one?
Yeah.
Every bitch, everybody in there has a Megan's Law account. Not for a good reason. Dude, like the people hanging out there, it's the people who have like a desk to themselves and too much stuff. You're allowed a laptop and a backpack. When you got the desktop set up and four books, what are you Googling?
They're Googling, I don't have a house. They take a desktop?
That's what they're Googling? I don't have a house.
The desktop setup in a Starbucks is so funny. Like literally a desktop.
But this was Barnes & Noble. Yeah, Barnes & Noble's hilarious because you just read what you want to read then leave. Like you scroll through your magazine, you're like, I'm good here. I don't need to buy this.
It is interesting that you can literally read the book.
But you think in the future they're gonna like try and like only give a preview, like half the book is locked up.
Well, that's what they do for like digital books, like on Kindle.
That's what I'm
saying.
They only give, like, digital makes sense, pages. But like imagine a magazine where like four pages are like glued together at the end.
Oh, like invisible.
But if it's a Barnes
&
Noble,
ink?
It's glued for a different reason.
Sex.
Semen.
Cum. Did I ever tell you guys the answer to that is no. You guys know Moleskine notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. They have this really cool thing out now that's essentially a digital pen, and it memorizes your pen strokes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it does the cloud. So you can write on a notebook, like it has real ink in the pen. You write on the notebook, and then so you have an ink version, and it records the keystrokes, and then also it transmits a digital image of the notebook on like an app, so on like your iPad. So you can have it digitally and in ink. I was like, this is sick. And then if you erase it, it erases it on digital. So it's like, it's sick for like stand-up notebooks or like even set lists.
Yeah,
yeah. So it always just tracks
it. Because I have so many stand-up notebooks that like I just have in a corner somewhere that I'll never look through again, but I should. I mean, there's so much random shit in there, but that is good to be more organized like that.
Dude, I found, and I should bring it up, I found my first stand-up notebooks.
Please do bring it in. That'd be so fun. I think people would love that. Read just like a random page.
Yeah.
Because I think there'd be a mixture of like, where the fuck was I at? Where did I think this was? But you're like, oh, that's actually
I know.
There's something there.
Yeah. I used to write on these little, because I would write like at work.
Yeah.
And I used to write on like
I used to write at work too.
Yeah. The servers would have like pads to write like orders on.
Yeah.
And so I would just write jokes on those. So I have so many like little, maybe like 4 inches by 5 inches, like the size of my cock. Yeah, huge, dude.
Cool.
It's like a real big notebook.
Good, good, good.
It's like, yeah, you don't need
that
much
room. Notebook.
Yeah, there's nothing bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's a bunch of like those size pages, which would be, I'm excited to read. I'm excited to read it.
Yeah, I know I have one that it was a GoDaddy notebook for fuck reason. I don't know why it was from GoDaddy, but I have that. That's like one of the earliest ones I have. But I used to write when I worked at that Costco in college. It was at a kiosk. And
selling
I
would, blinds, right?
Yeah. And I used to write in there. And I would just like pretend, but I would hold it like I was taking inventory.
Hilarious.
I'd be like looking at blinds and be like, what's the deal with women orgasming? And then somebody would be like, can I see these blinds? I'm like, oh yeah, for sure, man.
Did you even know what you were doing?
No.
Yeah.
No, because I didn't, all I was doing was collecting people's information to pass on to the people who on Monday would then call and set up the appointment.
Oh.
So people would ask me and be like, what's the UV protection?
So I didn't know anything.
I was literally a spam like pop-up ad, but in real life. I'd be like, you want blinds? And they'd be like, yes, how do I get it? I'd be like, well, not today, but somebody will call you Monday. I would just be the middleman. But the people would ask crazy. They'd be like, okay, what's the UV protection? Or I'd be like, oh, I don't know, because we have to measure. And then, dude, there's something about a dad on a Costco to run at like Saturday, 9 a.m. He needs answers.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, well, what if I tell you my window dimensions? It's, 12 by 14. I'm like, I don't know how much that material. So you're just standing here selling blinds? Sir.
Goddamn. Here's the thing. Dads get no respect at home.
Oh,
so then they're trying to glom onto any type of respect outside of the home.
Dads begin
every disrespect. Single time he goes, excuse me, Megan, she goes, Tim, shut the fuck up. Tim goes,
yes, my love.
And he goes down to his fucking idiot room that has one TV and one Cowboys poster that he bought when he was 18 years old. And he looks at that, and he has one yearbook that he scored 3 touchdowns that year. And he looks at it, and he goes, "Those are the good days."
Yeah.
That's the saddest thing I've ever said.
The worst, what are those rooms called?
Goon rooms.
But like the more structurally built your dad den is, the worse the relationship is going.
100%.
And I know there's people listening like, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Is
if
it?
You have a foosball in that room, you're getting divorced in about 1 month.
No, because I went to one in, when I was in Ohio, and like, it was like.
What do they call it? Man caves.
Man caves. Yeah. Yeah. But it was like everything was like, oh, this is a rare LED bulbs used to be with the nitrogen and gas. And I got this and I got that. And you're just like,
yeah.
When was the last time
you made 6.5 years ago? Never.
Dude, I got a funny story for Patreon.
Oh, hold up. Does it have to be Patreon? All right, it does.
I don't know. It's about coming,
though.
Yeah, no, it does.
Oh, we got it?
It's about coming. Speaking of coming.
We got it!
Dude, prehistoric hunter Trevor, that guy will sell you some fucking chamomile and some pussy.
Dude, that guy.
Whoa.
What does that say?
Dude, what?
I don't think it understands language. I
honestly look hot.
You kind of look like you have gauges a little bit.
You do have gauges. You have that looks like a 2-gauge shotgun that you're going to swallow when you lose money on the fucking moonshine business that you invested in.
That looks like a tour poster I do for like El Paso this weekend.
Speaking of El Paso, guys, I'm in San Antonio. Buy tickets.
Now, I have to warn you before the next one. Sometimes for me, the AI, like when it fucks things up, it makes me deeply uncomfortable. I don't know if you guys are going to have the same feeling, but
nah, I'm good.
It
I
really
can't
struggled trying,
myself.
Trying to give Trevor a
I used
beard.
To tongue down my cousin. I'm fine.
Oh, this one's fine.
What do you mean?
That looks like,
no.
That looks like
this
Andrew Schultz when I get bit by a fucking bee.
Looks like Andrew Schultz got bit by a beaver. What? Is there a mountain on my chin?
It looks like it, or maybe crutches or a gun.
I don't know what the hell that is. Hot.
Is there cum?
That's
on my,
cum.
What is that?
I think he's trying to give you a mustache.
Dude, if I had 5 o'clock shadow, it would be over for everybody in this fucking
town.
No,
go back. Can you go back, please?
Am I?
No, you can't. If you ever have a beard, I'll
shave
it.
What do you mean?
I'll shave it.
You don't think that's a good look?
No.
Dude, I look like a fucking human pecan. That's sexy as shit.
That's not sexy.
The problem is you have to always scowl like that. You know what I mean? You
always
can't smile
like you're reading a
menu. You know, that's just all acting.
Go back one.
Whoa, okay.
Like, good looking guy.
Yeah, that's.
Am I hot?
That looks like you.
God. Shout out to me. I used to look like shit.
I know, you had a huge glow up.
I look like I'm just a shaman. I'm about to teach you about ayahuasca in the back of a Big Lots. Dude, I'm fucking good looking. Like, do I always look this? That's
no.
Burning Man Trevor right there.
No, that's you if you start a cult.
I'm going to.
I want to.
You look like a TikTok kid right here.
I literally just look like I live in Los Feliz.
You look like you sell fucking just
whoa,
stolen watches.
Whoa,
ancient
Greek warrior.
Jack Trevor, I don't like it. It's too weird. Dude, if I was jacked, I would look too dumb. Yeah, what is this? There's a kid on Instagram or TikTok that everybody tags me and the stuff. Like, is this you? And he's just a jacked kid. He looks like me. That's fucking good looking.
Yeah. Look at those tits.
There we go.
That's you.
That's a guy whose arms don't shake when he's in missionary. Do you guys arms shake during missionary?
No, dude.
I need to do more push-ups. I mean, it is sad. When I got to hit him with the arm crutch, do women know?
Dude.
Do women know when I'm doing the arm crutch that I'm copping out?
Yes. God. They know for sure that if you guys get in a fight, she's going to have to fight first.
Oh, Trev is a cowboy?
Cowboy Trev.
You can't see your face.
Mysterious.
Oh, that's old. Good. This is old timey Trev right
there.
But
the thing is, like, with this face and that haircut, you can put me in any time period, like, for sure. That's fucking good.
Long hair, Trev.
I would look like shit with a mullet.
That's
that
terrible.
Looks not good.
That looks like
you
fucked Ed Harris.
He looks like Jesse Plemons.
He does.
I don't know who that is. Great reference. That looks like Elon. Dude, three belts?
That looks
belts?
Like your older brother.
Three belts?
That's too many belts.
That's a guy who comes home for Thanksgiving and goes, yeah, I smell like pussy, so what?
Are there any more of these you want to see for Trev?
Pirate
was good.
Yeah. Is it Aztec?
What is that?
Sultan?
Yeah, Sultan.
Is that like a seaman? Seaman.
Do we want to do one that's like, 1930s scientist, smart Trev?
It's going to break if you try that.
What about race car driver? That's stupid.
Yeah, let's do
no,
driver.
I like that one.
Race punk rocker? There's punk rocker. Right, Michael might try to fuck me though. Punk
oh,
rocker,
yeah. Dude, if you got tattoos, I'd beat.
Yeah.
I don't see race car driver.
Very bottom. Under punk rocker.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll come back with those.
This is great.
Yeah, those are fun.
Sorry for audio people, but
Yeah, just go on Instagram. We'll put up all the best ones. So you can
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, we should just do the best ones and do a slide by.
Yeah,
slide
sure.
through. Slide,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Slide show.
Slide show.
Yeah.
Did Michael's other ones load yet?
Let's see.
Load. Isn't that crazy? The word load has so many meanings. Could be laundry. Could be, is it loading on the website? Or it could just be semen.
Okay, oh, yeah, we got some more.
Michael is a Viking.
Nope.
God.
Ew. Hot.
That's
fucking hot.
That's literally just you, but with a fucking little Bo Peep wig on.
Terrible. That's awful.
I know this one's good.
That's terrible.
Oh, I had a question for you, Michael, after this. Mm. What would you do for your girl's birthday if she was like, I really want, just for one night, I want to be the dominant, you're the sub?
I mean, I would do it. I would do it. I wouldn't like it.
But the second the clock hit 12, you're like, fuck it, what you doing, goddamn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's like walking me around the bedroom
yeah.
with a leash on. I mean, I would I would do it. Here's the thing. I've never done it. The idea of it, I hate. And girls have like done, like tried it a little bit and I've hated it.
Yeah.
Like a little choking or like trying to hold my hands down or whatever. And I just, I hate it. But I don't know, man. Maybe. Maybe the way my girl does it, I'll be super into it. But yeah. I probably wouldn't come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like holding my neck, telling me to come. I'm like, I don't fucking.
Yeah.
No, those are my lines. What if it was flipped? Could you do it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sure.
You like it.
I don't like it. I just think anything sexual hot, because I know what it turns into. Oh, you do that. You scratch my back. I scratch your back. Then the next night, I'm like, yeah, go ahead and shove a goddamn a rock on my.
Say Gogurt.
No, because then whatever, then your birthday, your shit comes up, and then you're like,
all right,
guess what Papa Giorgio wants tonight?
All right, here's a question. So your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
What are you going to ask for? If there's a lovely lady out there.
Love.
All right, cut that.
no, <I'm joking. laughs> But dude, that's another great question where you're like, here's the thing, and this is a weird.
Just say threesome, we can move on.
A threesome with my best friends. Guys, what are you doing on the
30th? Where are we going?
No, but I think, and this is not the right way to think about things, but I don't like that, like, it's your birthday, have whatever you want. Because then, now
pressure.
I feel like I'm like 47 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like, the last time I saw my wife naked was laundry day and she took her shirt off because that was the last shirt. You know, then you're like, oh, it's fucking hot, you know? It's
yeah.
like, oh, it's your birthday, what do you want? Like, it is hot and I want that, but I want to have those moments.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah, in the middle of the goddamn August, you know?
Yeah.
Just for her, one for me, but when it's the birthday. But here's the thing. Am I complaining that I might get twerked on by a girl who's dressed in a hula skirt? No.
No.
Mahi, mahi.
Fish,
I'm fucking in.
Nets.
No, but the one thing, I go Patreon with it, but I just.
Oh, okay.
But I think there could be. I'm also just a boring guy in my head.
You're not.
But a little bit. But the only reason I'm not is because of this podcast. If it wasn't for this, I would be fingering myself while talking nice words to a lady.
It honestly like, sounds hot.
Hello.
I finger my ass many a night.
Last night?
No, I didn't. Do I have to come quick? Sometimes I got to push the button.
Right. But like when there's too many options, like a girl's like, what's your biggest role play? What's your biggest fantasy? I'm like, I don't.
Milkman.
But that's where I need a suggestion box or something.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
in. What do I do? Because in my head, I'm like, I don't know. Schoolgirl, dumb.
No, it's not.
It's not. But I'm like, what's like that level? You know, if you have an open fucking buffet and you're just getting scrambled eggs, you're like, there's so many other options. What am I doing here? Like, what could I do where you wake up the next morning? You're like, Jesus.
Here's the thing. I think when it opens up, it like starts this whole like, what's the thing called? Like decision paralysis, where there's so much.
Yeah, it's oversimulated.
You're just like, what's, I don't know. But like, I think a good where to, like a place to start is like on. Maybe it's not the most healthy thing to do, but like on porn, what do you thoroughly enjoy in that world? And you can make it like come to life. Like that's how I always think about it. Like what's like this hot thing that I've seen that I'm like, God, it's so fucking hot. Like the way she acts or the way she does, you know, Y or whatever. That's how I think of it.
That is true.
Yeah. So I just like, ripped fishnets and
but it was
slapping yeah, tits.
If I think about it, I could get the best of both worlds. It's like, oh, we got a little bit of ass over here. I fucking nice glasses on.
Oh, glasses
you
know? Are hot.
And then you start adding it up. But on the spot, I was like, well, maybe if you said daddy once or twice in bed, I would come.
Yeah.
I gotta sit down and think about it.
Yeah.
Dude, a couple of these looking out the window. Stroke your chin.
What is a stroke of the chin that like gets thoughts out? What are ideas? Ideas just come to you. What is this fucking black magic? You just think and ideas just ping. Where they come from? Aliens?
Yeah. Airdropping to you.
God airdrops you ideas. What is that? Why are some people better at ideas? Some people goes, oh, here's a problem. You go, huh, did you put it in the storage bin B? And you go, I never thought about that, Tom. Why are he so good at ideas? Brainstorming, guys. How come I'm not that person?
And what is it about a whiteboard where you're like, this is where ideas go?
Yeah. Chalkboards?
Chalkboards are dumb.
Chalkboards are stupid.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
There was a teacher, I've told you this before, that she hit me in the head with a dry erase board marker.
Beamed it at you?
Oh, hard. Bing, right in the head.
The eraser or the marker?
The marker.
Okay.
Bing, bing, bang. The funny thing is, I wonder where she is because I had this like mild crush on her. I wonder where she is. She's probably in some fucking drinking fentanyl frappuccinos and goddamn... just, you know what I mean? And like Udessa text, some dumb shit. Just throwing markers at fucking squirrels.
Did it beamed you?
Yeah.
Hard?
In my head.
Were you sad after?
I was so startled.
Yeah.
I mean, don't fucking do that, you
leave
idiot.
Me alone. That
leave
hurt.
Me alone.
Please stop.
I'm going to be a comic in fucking 25 years. You're an idiot. Teachers, I know they have like a big role in life, but like, do they all have to be mean? Here's the thing. Maybe they were all just mean to me because I was an insane person in school. That's probably what it was. Did you find teachers mean to you?
Half and half. Well, it's just like, they're just fed up. It's death by a thousand paper cuts.
Whoa.
You could be the greatest kid, but the class before you is a bunch of piece of shits.
Yeah.
So it's just all like your coworkers are idiots.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of, like, dude, you know it'd be a great podcast? Probably not, but it could be. All the teachers in the teacher lounge at recess or nutrition, whatever the fuck your school called it.
It's like, recess, dude. Oh my God, that's why you can't catch a fiver energy, because you had fucking nutrition.
True.
Big callback.
Oh yeah. But like, when they meet up, it's probably a lot of shit talking. Because like, I had this one fucking kid, God, he smells like wet peanut butter, this stupid fucking kid.
Kids do smell weird.
Yeah.
Put on deodorant.
I wanted BO so bad as a kid growing up, because then that mean I was maturing and going through puberty, but I didn't. I would be dousing on deodorant, doing nothing.
Dude, I would put a polo sport on and walk in a class like, where's my pussy?
I remember the first day I had sweat from my armpits, I was like stoked. I was like, yeah. I am a man.
Dude, when I remember my first pube. Bing. I was so excited.
Why does it have to make a noise and pop? But I remember looking at it and be like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I hope this dick grows, because this fucking pubic long as shit. How is my pubic going to be longer than my dick?
Watering your dick?
Oh.
Why ain't it growing? Do we have the new AIs up?
Yeah, so before we got to get into Sock Talk too. But
do we?
We've got a 1930s scientist, Trev, and a punk rocker, Trev. And the 1930s scientist, they could not make Trev look like a smart scientist.
That's hilarious.
What is this?
What the hell is that? That is awful.
Dude, that kid is getting his backpack flipped inside out daily at school. I've seen that. Like that's somebody's tagged me in a photo before.
Yeah, for sure.
What the hell is that?
This is trying to give you glasses, I think. Didn't work.
That's terrifying.
Oh my God, yeah. That's a bookworm. That's what that is.
That guy invented sneezing.
That one could be
That one could be hot.
What the hell is that?
That guy has great hair. That looks like a tour poster.
It looks like he's just... It looked like they erased the cock.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, in your mouth?
Yeah.
To me, it looks like you're going to a party and these are just your beers.
Yeah, my left finger, mm-hmm. Left hand, first finger, E.T. E.T.
Like, Blonde what's up,
Trev.
Guys?
Blonde Trev is back.
All right, but punk rocker, hot.
What the fuck is? Oh my god!
Oh shit!
Hot,
dude.
Hot.
This guy is coming quick and leaving you on red, dude. This guy is for real hot. I just had a realization. I could be good looking. I am good.
You
looking.
You are good looking, but
thank you,
you. I think you would make
great
a,
today. Great
you.
Energy.
You, I feel like you would make a hot punk rocker,
dude. Now that I got cheekbones, what is that?
Oh.
I don't know.
That's when the AI fucks shit up. That makes me very uncomfortable. Come on, look at that.
Why is that jagged so small?
Dude.
Why are your eyebrows weird? Hot. Beat.
That,
I'd beat.
Is that hot? Well, that's somebody I've seen on Venice Beach before. Worse. That's good.
That's
good.
Are those guns in the back?
I hope.
Yeah.
Or like chains and shit.
Did
BDSM?
We, did
that's
we,
hot.
Did we get any more variations?
We got Civil War General Michael. These don't totally look like you. I don't. That one kind of
that looks like a relative of mine. Yeah.
I think you were fighting for the right side here.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Any blue. That's not the right side. Nope.
You look Jack there.
I look like my head's too tiny. What the hell's that? It looks like my fucking uncle. Nope.
Yes,
I don't like this.
These ones aren't that good.
They never like looking at the camera.
1980s rock star Michael.
You look like that's for real. Somebody of like
that's dude. You know who I look like? Everyone always tells me is Jeff Buckley.
See, I was gonna say you look like what's the missing fitness instructor? He was really popular in the '80s. He did like aerobics videos.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, he's missing.
Well, he's not really missing. He's just there's a podcast about him missing because he disappeared from the public eye.
Billy Crystal?
No,
but he does kind of look like this guy looks kind of like Billy Crystal.
That's weird. That's weird.
I think it's good.
Dude, that guy. Yeah.
That guy has full blown AIDS.
You've done
that
so
guy
much
totaled
coke.
A G-Wagon into Saddle Ranch.
And then said, "Where the fuck are my onion rings, bitch?" Like, what? You talk about how
go back. The sunglasses on though.
Oh,
the that's Pete Michael in DC going, "I'm performing here tonight."
Oh, what a violent idiot act of mine. That guy is
that's
that
a
guy
good
has herpes. Mm-hmm. That guy.
That looks like the dancer dude.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Is it Richard something? Are you looking it up?
Aerobics.
Yes, you can.
Richard.
Gear. Richard.
Famous.
I think you're right. Richard.
Aerobics guy.
There it is.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
What did I say?
Same energy.
Billy Crystal? No.
But he kind of does
look
like Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't look too far.
Yeah.
All right, let's go a couple more. Yeah.
Oh,
that guy.
Oh, we've got
astronaut's not going to look any different. It's just,
no, yeah, these
this literally looks like a tour poster you'd post.
This is what they did to generate the moon landing.
Futuristic cyborg.
The cyborg, I thought they were going to give you like one eye and have a foot come out of your ear.
Not great.
Dumb.
All
right, we'll save those Viking ones because I'm fitting to fucking post that shit.
Yeah, so we'll post a bunch of these on Instagram for you audio people.
This is crazy that AI was able to do this.
Yeah, it's really wild. It worked with my dog, too. Which was insane.
Got
yeah, I mean my dad, my dog, like a race car driver.
Oh, hold on, to make Gigi a captain. Can we make Gigi a captain?
We actually could. Send me a bunch of pictures of Gigi. We'll try.
Yes,
it out.
Yes, you're gonna be a captain for real.
Goddamn, man. You know what I would love more than anything for this freaking holiday season?
What is that?
More socks. More Stiff Socks. That's what I want,
dude. That actually is a really good gift. If you know somebody who listens to Stiff Socks religiously. And you want to get them a good gift, get them the Patreon. That's every Friday, brand new, ad-free, 1 hour. Same episode that we do all the time or on Apple Plus. You can get it there too.
Yep. Audio only.
Audio only. $5 a month. But it's you just buy them a year, dude. That's cool.
It's $5 a month.
It's $60. And it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Uh-huh.
Every week, it's a new gift.
Yep.
That's
a gift.
Conceited for us to say, but it is.
It's a gift that keeps on coming.
And you know who else keeps on
coming? Whoa.
Us. Zing.
Guys, where do
it's
you get
a great
it?
Gift.
Where do they get it?
You can go to patreon.com/, which is the sideways one.
Yep.
Stiff Socks Pod.
That's
or
it.
Go to the podcast app where you listen on Apple to Stiff Socks, and right above will say Stiff Socks Plus. Same thing.
You just click it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And if it's not on your phone or your friend's phone, just literally be like, let me see your phone.
Yeah.
Don't go to Pornhub, but go to the podcast app. Zing. Put in your credit card information.
Patreon.com/StiffSocksPod. And then on Stiff Socks Plus, go to Apple. And it's the little freaking button on top of the goddamn catalog.
Goddamn.
Are you guys ready for some sock talk?
Yep.
Hold up.
This is a submission from Miranda. And she said, going off of the conversation you guys were having about using full names in bed. One time my ex was hitting it from the back and I was going to moan daddy, but for some reason it came out as, oh, dad. Super awkward.
Is it?
Is it? Is it? Or, you know. You know.
Well, you just moan step real quietly.
Okay, yeah.
Stepdad.
Stepdad's even weird.
Is it?
I don't know, right? Stepdad, stepdaddy. Anything dead, like, that's too much. Like, that's too, like, it's, that's too real. Daddy's not real. Dad is a real
Daddy's
thing.
Not real in your scenario.
Hold up. That's true.
It was a good joke if you know the podcast. Mean joke if you don't. Moan out, dad. I'm trying to visualize. Dad.
Weird. Are you stopping?
No.
I'm not.
You got to plow right through. It's like when you hear a queef. You'd be like, yeah, you address it. Too weird. But you just keep going. Whatever.
Do you understand what she would have to say for me to stop? Like, literally. She'd be like, I killed your mom last Valentine's Day.
And you'd just be mad because you didn't get to do
it. I'd be like, hold up. So I can't beat anymore?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. If you heard dad, would you?
I wouldn't.
Dad.
I wouldn't stop. 100% no. I'm just trying to think of something that, like, I would realistically.
I would say mom. If she was like, dad, I was like, mom. Just to ping pong it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's proud of this.
No.
But it's not like we're televising this for XNXX, whatever the fuck website you're on.
XNXX, best website in the whole world besides Reddit. This is what I'm going to say, though. I'm going to say that I wonder what a woman would have to say for me to stop having sex. And it would have to be something that's absolutely out of pocket wild. There's a fire in the house. Wouldn't stop.
Right. Okay, guess what's going to put that fire out?
See?
3 to 4 ounces.
Right? I mean, what?
I mean, there is some obvious ones.
Sure.
My husband's almost home.
But even that would just make me come faster.
But what if...
How about, like, give me that tiny dick?
I would still go. I'd still come.
Okay, actually,
here's the thing. There's some that we can't talk about, but what are ones that, like, that would legit be like, oh, what, dude? What did you say? Oh, how about this? Your dick is bigger than your brother's. I'd be like, hell, oh, no, your dick is smaller than your brother's. Then I'd be like, oh, yo, what? That would honestly make me stop.
I think I would stop just because my brain, when I think too much, I just get soft. And I was like, oh, what? So it would just be kind of like throwing up the white flag.
What if she started role-playing like she was the troll under the bridge and she was giving you riddles about how bad she wanted your cum, but she was talking like a bridge troll?
Well, for me, I'd beat. That's actually hot.
Yeah.
That's the only thing
I mean, I usually have sex with Bose headphones on, like Leonardo, so it wouldn't be an issue. That's
but
crazy.
But it would have to be something weird like that.
Yeah.
It would have to be like, it would have to hurt.
If she
started speaking in tongues.
Or like a pirate. She's like, give me your cummies.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
out.
Walk the blank
too.
On that one. Da, 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 da. Give me your cummies. Give me a reason to use my other eye.
God, is that why all pirates had patches? Because they got cum in it?
Cum shot. Seeming to be making eyes red.
Yeah.
You smoking weed or are you smoking a little bit of cum?
Both. Yeah. Yep.
So sounds like not that big of a deal. Don't worry about it.
He didn't stop, did he?
Doesn't seem like it, no.
Yeah, it's fine.
She said it was a little awkward.
Yeah.
Keep going. Try it again. All right. Secret talk.
Yeah.
We got a wild one today, guys.
Hey.
I'm ready.
Anonymous submission. When I masturbate, I eat my own cum. Always have. I started because I heard the Bible story of the brothers who were killed because they let their semen be thrown away / on the floor. So I didn't want to die, so I just ate it. I kept eating it ever since. Most women I sleep with are okay with it too, like I'll eat it off of them or out of them, so that's good. But for some reason, though, most don't want to come kiss me. So, eats his cum. Developed a fetish because he was afraid when he was younger that he was going to die or be smited by God if he let his cum hit the floor.
Is that the actual story? Like, so the person
in the Bible is talking about nut?
Dude, the Bible's wild, bro. The Old Testament is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the cum is ever like, wait a second, why do we do a U-turn? We're back here?
Yeah. Hey, I know this bus stop.
I mean, what's interesting is he's like, oh, the women are okay with it. But it's like, but he's doing it in like a sexual manner. Like, he's eating it out of them. And she's like, oh, it's so hot. But, like, I think if he just shot up in the air and then, like, caught it like a dolphin at SeaWorld, I don't think they'd be, like, okay with it.
Yeah. I wonder, Yeah, I think the like licking it off thing, fine. I'm just trying to think like if he like, imagine like what you know, coming on the hand, right? And like doing like really fast.
I don't
like,
do that anymore.
Used to.
Yeah, you do. 100%.
I mean, me too. 100%. I used to do it too.
You answered too, answer too fast. You do it.
Now.
Oh.
I'll be none, dog.
Okay. Adult.
For three.
Kobe.
I just imagine she would be really uncomfortable if you just like, you caught the cum with your hand and then you just like sucked it up real quick.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's, I'm going to vomit. Please don't ever say that again.
Yeah, but I mean, if you like come on the stomach and then use your hand like a squeegee and just like compile it all in a little pile and then take it up and eat it, like it is, you're right, Gabe, it is like how you actually do it. Because if you come in and then you just go down there and kind of just like, you're like eating around, but then also like kind of eating it, then I'm like, okay, you're not making it like performative. Yeah. But like, what do you do if you like come on her back or like on her feet, you know, weird thing like that. And like, what's the action that you do to get it off?
Right.
That's the thing that like, that I could see if like a weird person out. Mm-hmm. If you know, I mean, if they come on the stomach and you're going like this and put it in a pile and get, like that, yeah. That's a little like off-putting maybe.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he says that most of the women that he sleeps with are fine with it. So I'm sure he's found a way to make it like normalized.
Right. It sounds like they've, yeah, I don't know.
So.
Yeah. I mean, on a one night stand, that's a story that she's going to tell her girlfriends the next night over.
That's in a group chat too,
for sure.
How was it? Well, he made his own snowman after sex, so
snow cone, ate it.
I did find the Bible verse too. It says, "When Onan had sex with Tamar, he withdrew before he ejaculated and spilled his seed on the ground, thus committing coitus interruptus, since any child born would not legally be considered his heir." The next statement in the Bible says that Onan displeased Yahweh, so the Lord slew him.
So many words.
Sounds like a damn Slytherin poem. What was it? Coitus interruptus?
Coitus interruptus.
That's hilarious.
That literally sounds like a Harry Potter potion.
So if you came on the ground back in the day, you'd be smited?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dude, you'd be fucking off with your head.
I would have been dead at 7. Dead.
First load on the ground. What? So they just, that it's that valuable?
Yeah.
But is it
not
like,
in this household, it ain't.
No.
Nothing in sinks.
I can't believe you nut sinks, but I cannot get over that. I can't get over it.
Well, not anymore.
I love how this not anymore thing.
Because I did it.
Right.
When I lived.
Yeah.
But now I live.
And then you just.
Be coming. Anywhere. Come anywhere.
What's your favorite place to come now that you're living dolo?
Tits.
Well, no, you missed my point.
Hell yeah.
Just the bedroom. The bedroom, you know?
Like the bed or the bedroom, like on the ground? Where are you at?
Well, I'll put like a towel.
Oh, I can't fucking.
On
you live
the bed.
Alone.
I'll put a towel on the bed and then I'll nut onto the towel.
Standing.
Yeah. Or on like my knees.
Come on.
Like if I'm on, like on the bed.
Hold on. But, you come on your knees.
So here's what happens. I'm laying in bed and I go, I'm pretty tired.
Yeah.
But there might be a little bit of gas left in the tank. And I go, let me open up an app or two. One of them being Reddit.
And the other one?
Applebee's. I go to Reddit and then I
quesadilla.
Oh, God, I'm hungry. Only one egg. But I'm scrolling because every night I like role play with myself. I go, I'm not gonna jerk off. I'm just gonna watch a little bit of porn. Just see what happens.
I can't believe
See if I can just excite myself. And here's the thing. Huh. I do every time.
Every time like one you go. Time.
Have you ever looked at porn and then not jerked off?
No.
I think I did once.
Never. Well, I jerked off in the airplane coming home to LA.
Well, I'm excited to hear this. But so I'll scroll and I'm like, I'm hard again, right?
Yep.
And then I'm in bed.
Yeah.
So then.
That's where you jerk off.
Yeah. So then I'll just like I don't want to go and get shit. So sometimes I'll take my boxers off.
Okay.
And then I'll just lay the boxers down and then I'll just nut in the boxers.
Just dude, can I suggest something to you?
Yeah.
Because you're a full grown adult. Mm-hmm. Let me suggest something to you. Jerk off on yourself like a tax-paying American.
No.
Take your boxers and wipe it off and go to sleep.
That's what I do.
I don't like laying down. Like I am more erect when I'm postures up.
So you're up like you're reading a book.
Praying.
Hold on. What?
I'm up like
are
I'm
you on
praying.
Your knees?
I'm on my knees.
Wait, you jerk off
what
on your knees?
Fuck
yeah.
What's happening?
Because I roll over on bed and then
on bed? What is this fucking guy in the Bible? On bed?
Dude, I'm horny. You think I know how to use words? No, so I roll over and then I put You know, I'm rubbing around. I'm on my back, rubbing around. Then okay. I'm on my side. And then
your side?
Yeah, it's good for your spine.
Don't just fucking go over this
getting
part.
So red. It's so hot in here. But then, I'll take the boxes that I was wearing, then I'll place them like next to a pillow or something. And then I'll put my phone on the headboard.
The fuck? Dude, you have an entire apartment, condo. To yourself. There's no one there.
Yeah.
Come in a comfortable manner.
Dude, no.
Why are you doing Pilates like you're jerking off?
I literally stop, drop, and roll, but with my cock. I'm here, then I'm on my side, then I find the video, place the video on the headboard because there's a little gap and it props right there. And then, because here's the thing. I usually like to finish in doggy if that's possible. Hey, bark, bark. Let me out the park. Bark, bark, right? So that's the normal position for dog because your knees on the bed, you're fucking pipe, 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 right? Sex, I've done it. And then you just into the boxers, crumple them up, throw them on the ground.
But why are you doing a P90X video? It's not easy. By the time you do a 360, you're like doing a gym workout. Just sit on your back. Jerk it off.
It's too sad.
Come on your stomach. Call yourself daddy.
But this is the quickest, and there's no cleanup. You, dude, nut on your stomach.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Get a little in your belly button.
Yeah.
Dig it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call yourself dad.
Simon, bitch, I'm trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, you just.
So you fucking into the.
Yeah, you just come on yourself, and then you just take your boxes or the towel they are. See, before I start, I have all the accoutrement.
But that's the thing is, I don't know I'm going to rub one out until I'm
you've convinced yourself you're not going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm in denial. I'm watching porn like, oh, what am I, hard? Oh, Jesus. I'm like shocked. So then the 180 goes to then I turn, put the boxes, place it, end shot, da-zing. People write in. You do this. I know you do.
No one does this.
What's worse, that or the sink?
Let me tell you something. The only people that does is the Unabomber and you. This is like write a manifesto the next morning behavior.
How is this weird?
I think that this is weirder than coming in the sink.
No, it's not.
Dude, you're jerking off in doggy style.
Yeah, because I'm visualizing, I'm beating it up in doggy style.
Now, are you like thrusting into your hand or are you stroking?
He is. He's thrusting in his hand. His hand is a fucking never.
No, I'm not. If I have a fleshlight, yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I fuck a fleshlight's mouth in half.
I saw a video on the way here. I just got to show you guys. And I know we're an hour and a half over. But somebody had a fleshlight grip thing and he put it on a fireplace. And I was like, well, that's one way to heat it up.
On a fireplace? I don't know. I'm not visualizing this. I can't believe that you fucking dog
fucking
stuff.
Saved
so
photos.
Great. All this behavior, if you were like living at like your parents' house and stuff, all that makes sense to me.
Just, it's one of those like ripping grip type things for your cock, but it's on a fireplace.
Oh, I've seen these.
But it's on a fireplace. It has a suction cup. I'm going to suction that to the top of my hood.
Oh my God. I mean, dude, if you have one of those in your house, and then you have, what are those fucking metaverse eye things, VR sets? Uh-huh. If you have that thing and then a VR headset, I mean, are you going to leave your house? Like, that just seems like a recipe for just depression. Like,
yeah.
You just come and then, like, there's so much cleanup. You're, like, heads, like, sweating. Like, that you have to clean that thing in the dishwasher. It's like a whole thing. You have, like, all these apparatuses to jerk your cock. You're like, God, I need just a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That just seems so sad to me. Anyway, so I jerked off on a plane. I haven't jerked off on a plane in a while.
What sparked it?
Horniness.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. I do know what happened. I just remembered this.
The guy sitting next to you didn't have shoes on. You're like, hold up.
Oh, shit.
White people, we love taking our fucking shoes off the second we get into a plane.
The second I take them off.
You do?
I do.
You take your shoes off on a plane?
Yeah.
And I'm the weird one for jerking off.
Don't even try to compare
I'm the
that.
Weird one for jerking off like don't. I'm fixing the underside of a Mercedes. But that's the weird. You take your shoes off on a plane?
Do not try to mesh those two together because this your shoes is off a losing plane. Battle, sir.
You're literally in public. On the dirtiest
The plane
floor.
Is not public. The plane is a little different. I don't know what it is. It's not public. The airport terminal, public.
Where are we sitting? First, business, economy. Will you take your shoes off?
Oh. You know what's funny? First, I don't.
Because those are
the opposite.
I think I have.
First seems like a place where you could take it off and people are like, yes. Taking your shoes off in economy, anything goes back there.
You know why I take my shoes off? It's not because I can get my like feet underneath the seat more if I can take my shoes off. If my shoes are on, they get like stuck. I also have Gigi in between me. So like I can't get my shoes.
You have a dog and your feet are off.
She's in
just a nightmare. If you're
sitting, in a bag. She's not doing anything.
She's in her house.
Yeah, but she's in her mobile house.
Oh God,
it's a mobile house.
And you take your shoes off. You belong in a mobile house. But imagine being next to you. Sorry, rude. But imagine being next to you, and you're like, "Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom next to this fucking Jack and the Beanstalk bitch with his shoes off. You gotta move the dog. Your feet.
No. They can get it. Like the her mobile house goes underneath the seat enough where you can get through.
She fits under there?
Yeah, she's tiny.
Well.
So you just leave her there to go jerk off in the bathroom?
Yup.
Did you wear shoes to go rub one out?
Yeah. I'm not a complete maniac. It is funny to know please you're jerking in. Off to put shoes on.
Oh, yeah. When you got to go one of these, right in. What's weird to me? Fucking nothing.
I can't believe that you're trying to do this.
Nothing like I'm doing ab crunches or Michael taking his shoes off on a plane.
Dude, everyone here takes your shoes off on a plane.
No, they don't. Do you guys?
No.
Wow.
Nobody does that.
Not nobody.
If you're flying to Daytona Beach, sure.
Not nobody takes their shoes off.
People
That's
do
wild.
It, but they're weird people.
No. If they don't have socks on, you're an insane person.
Yeah, but even socks, what is it for? You're just, like, people don't want to smell your stinky feet all day.
I take showers, man. I wear clean socks.
Yeah, but do you shower the inside of your shoes?
Right. That's the main thing. It's like your shoes.
No, my shoes don't stink. Also, what happens on plane, the reason why people take their shoes off is your body like expands. It gets like swollen essentially. Mm-hmm. Like you ever look down your hands? Like your hands are swollen.
Bag of chips.
Right. So that's what happens to the inside of your body. That's why your feet expand. That's why a lot of people take their shoes off because it hurts.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's not like so big.
Huh?
Hmm?
But that's why I get hard on airplanes. Anyways, so I'll tell you what happened. Why? And this is the last thing. So we're 2 hours in. Me and the old lady, we were in the shower. We both cannot come in the shower. So we just got out of the shower. And you ever have those moments where you're like beaten and then like there's a distraction, you just like don't finish?
Yeah.
We just didn't finish.
Yeah.
So I was all horned up on the goddamn airplane. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. So I went in the bathroom, did a little imagination day come in, as they say, and all over the toilet seat and wiped it up. And threw away the
came on the toilet seat.
Always.
God. Did you
not on the seat. I'm sorry.
Did you wipe it down with soap or just a dry
It wasn't on the seat. It was on the, you know, when you lift the seat up, whatever that fucking on the toilet, I guess.
Yeah.
It wasn't on the seat where people sit.
Just the plastic
the top.
Thing.
So, what?
Just you're talking about like when you lift the seat up, not the lid. Underneath everything.
Yeah, underneath everything.
Yeah.
So no one's sitting on that. Yeah. But still like not. Every time I do it, I really do feel bad. It's not going to stop me. I'm going to do it again.
It's got to be crazy. When you see a stewardess be like, "Do you need any peanuts?" You're like, "I got enough nuts off today."
Yeah,
hey.
Done.
So
I got a nut allergy. Whoopsies.
How long were you in there for?
Doug, I'm telling you, I think I broke a goddamn record. I'm not shitting you. 30 seconds.
And
I already had it loaded and fucking locked.
Do you go dry or do you bring out the little
dry?
Yeah. But sometimes in a situation like that, you know, bro, lube is your imagination.
Yeah. Dude, I was ready. I was ready to go.
So when you got out, was there anybody waiting for you?
Yes. Yeah. Here's the funny thing. A dude that was dressed head to toe in a pink like jumpsuit. And I wanted to whisper in his ear, "You're welcome."
Oh, dude. I feel like they know. When you walk in after somebody jerked off, the lights are flickering a little.
Yeah, the toilet seat's like
fans on.
The toilet is crying.
Yeah,
and that's not tears. You know what's also funny is you know every single time a plane is going to LA, everyone just looks like they're going to LA.
Oh yeah,
it's hilarious.
Oh, that would be a really interesting guessing game if you just without seeing where they're going, just if you like saw a group of people at each like terminal or each like gate they were going.
I think you could guess. I think the percentage of you guessing correctly would be higher than I think everyone thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a podcast? Because we are so far over time.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
All right.
Right in. What's weirder? Michael taking his shoes off, me nutting, you know.
Mm-hmm. Nutting like you're literally doing nut Pilates.
Nutting on the knees.
Nut Pilates. That's in the title. What am I saying?
Dude, contention. It's fucking normal. You just don't like doggy style enough to understand.
You know it's not normal. And I've been doing doggy style more recently. I just like to say that real quick. I have. It's fun.
Pet-ho.
God damn. All right,
it's great. It's great. All right, good night.
Guys, bye. Love you, bye.